For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Revelation of Christ in Armageddon. At the climax of the tribulation period, all the armies of the Antichrist and the false prophet will lead the armies of the world in a final assault against Israel. In their rage, they will especially ravage Jerusalem and destroy a great part of Israel's population. Just when it seems that their victory is sure and Israel will be obliterated, the revelation of Christ, the second stage of Christ's coming, will take place. The heavens will open, and Christ will return to this earth in power and great glory. His feet will touch the Mount of Olives. Revelation 1:7 indicates that every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. He will be followed by an army of the holy angels and the saints of God, clothed in white raiment and riding on white horses. A bloody battle will take place between Christ and his armies against the Antichrist and Satan and all the armies of this world. This conflict will be concentrated in a place called Armageddon and will eclipse every other war known on earth. Jesus Christ will wreak vengeance and judgment upon the enemies of Israel. At this point in time, the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath will be delivered. The Antichrist and his followers will be defeated and slain, and the fowls will devour their flesh. The blood of the slain will run to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles. The beast and the false prophet will be taken and cast alive into the lake of fire where they will remain forever. Satan will be cast into the bottomless pit where he will spend 1,000 years. He will be loosed again for a short season at the end of the millennial reign and will go out to deceive the nations at that time before finally being cast into the lake of fire also. The surviving Jews will accept their Messiah whom they have so long rejected. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son. Zechariah 12:10.